with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Jennifer King reports majority, but not every respondent to a new poll said forgiving medical debt should be a government priority.
Janiel Williams of Fairbanks, Alaska said he doesn't think anyone should have to go into financial ruin to live. He was hospitalized for a blood infection for 3 months while in between jobs more than 10 years ago, and the bill was more than $300,000. But Ed Kane, a Republican from Massachusetts, says medical debt forgiveness should not be an option. We're starting to become a nation that gives away everything, and he's tired of it, he says. He credits his employer's health insurance for providing good coverage that kept him out of debt.
A majority of those responding to a new poll from the University of Chicago, Harris School of Public Policy, and the Associated Press said they do favor forgiving all or some of an individual's medical debt if the person is facing hardships. A recent incident between China and the Philippines in the South China Sea is drawing some attention from the U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
PRC vessels' dangerous and deliberate use of water cannons, ramming, blocking maneuvers and towing damaged Philippine vessels endangered the lives of Philippine service members. It's reckless, and it threatens regional peace and stability.
Lisa Dwyer reports President Biden plans to announce deportation protection and work permits for spouses of some citizens.
President Joe Biden is expected to announce a sweeping new policy that would lift the threat of deportation for tens of thousands of people married to U.S. citizens. It's an aggressive election year action on immigration that has been sought by many Democrats. The policy will allow roughly 490,000 spouses of U.S. citizens an opportunity to apply for a parole in place program, which would shield them from deportations and offer them work permits if they have lived in the country for at least 10 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Turkey has expelled 9 Christian missionaries.
The country's highest court has ruled that the men and women will have to go because their efforts to spread the gospel constitute a, quote, national security threat. Turkey has expelled nearly 200 foreign missionaries since 2018 under draconian new national security laws. Critics say it's all about President Erdogan's campaign to make Turkey more overtly Muslim. He's also been converting churches into mosques. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The city of Norfolk, Virginia has repealed a 45-year-old ban on palm reading and clairvoyance for money. Until this month, soothsaying, as it's known, had been a first-degree misdemeanor in the coastal city. A conviction could lead to a sentence of up to a year in jail. City officials haven't said exactly why they decided to revoke the ordinance, which was no longer being enforced anyway. The repeal comes as the psychic services industry grows nationwide. This is SRN News. Dangerous heat building over parts of the Midwest and Northeast. That means cooling pools in places like Chicago, where tourist Dan Levin says his background as a football coach helped him plan.
I'm very familiar with signs of heat stroke and heat illness and heat exhaustion. Stuff like
NASA's Voyager 1 spacecraft again sending science data back to Earth.
Jet Propulsion Laboratory says the spacecraft's 4 instruments are back in business after a computer problem in November. The team first received meaningful information from Voyager 1 in April and recently commanded it to start sending science data again. Launched in 1977, Voyager 1 is the most distant spacecraft from Earth. Its twin, Voyager 2, is working just fine. Jason Walker reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.